Staff Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the top, continuing on with the brachas that we make on the different fragrances. Rav Sharshi Omer, hi, Narkam. Narkam. So Narkam is translated differently by the different Mephorshim. Some, so Raj says it's a rose. So some say, the Rabbeinu says it's a lily. So the fragrances that you have on the Narkam. So the ginusa mevrachan leborat sevusamim. If it's the ones that grow in a garden, so the ones that are planted and grow in the garden, you make the brocha at sevusamim. But if it's the ones that dabra, if it's growing wild in the field, borei isve besamim. Then you make isve besamim. You make it on the esev of besamim. That's the brocha that you make on that. Now the question is why should you make a different brocha on the different ones? The ones that grow in the garden have a stiffer stem. They're more like an eitz. So you make atzei. The ones that grow wild are softer, and therefore they're more like the herbage. They're more like grass. So you make isei b'samim. Amar sheshus honey sigli violets. What bracha do you make on the fragrance of violets? Bracha lembori isei b'samim. It's soft. You make the bracha isei b'samim. Amr Marzutra, hi man de morig be esroiga, oi be chavusha, if one smells an esrog or a quins, oi mer borach shenosan reach toiva peris. So these are not eitzim, they're not asavim, they're peris, they're fruit with a special fragrance, so the bracha is specific to what it is. It's a fruit, so you make the bracha on shenosan reach toiva peris. Hashem gave a special fragrance to fruit. I'm reviewed. I'm under enough of me. I'm in this, and a person goes out in this time. Because the and he sees that the trees are starting to blossom. That's the time when the trees start to blossom, and he sees that they're now budding and blossoming. I'm by make a bracha to Hashem that nothing is lacking in this world. He created a world that nothing is lacking. Uvaraboy Brias Taivas Vilanas Taivas Lihis Naasa Behem Bnei Adam. And he created all kinds of things and all kinds of creations that people can get enjoyment from. You know, we go out, we get Hana from fruit, but we also, even when they're blossoming, we get Hana from how beautiful they look. Hashem created these creations and nothing is lacking. Even in their development, there is Hana that we get from them. How do you know what's the core, the source that you make a bracha, even on smell, something even that your body doesn't get hana from? It's your smell, your sense of smell gets hana, but there's no nourishment that your body gets from it. Your neshama talako praises Hashem. It's a davar neshama nenis ba mimena ve'ena guf nes mimena havoim rezeh reyach. What's something that the neshama gets hana, the guf, the physical body doesn't. It's only something which is more in a ruchnistic sense. It's not your physical body. Even that neshama, you make a bracha on reyach. Va'amar Rav Zutta bar Tuvia Rav Asina Bachur Yisrael shoot the reyach tev kalvonan. In Lasid Lava, in the future, the young Bachurim will also give fragrance, a special fragrance, just like the blossoming trees and just like the fruit. The Bachur Yisrael will also have a special fragrance. Shenemar Yelcho Yon Kaisav Vehi Kazais Haidu Vereich Loi Kalavona. The young ones go forth, and their beauty will be like an olive tree, and the smell, the aroma, like Lavonim. So Lasilova, even the Bachurim will have a special reyach. Vamrav Zutratovi Amarav Maidirsi Vesakolosa Yofabi Yitai. Hashem created everything in its time and made it right and proper in its right time and right place. We're expanding on that to mean Malamit Shakolakhavecha Yofaloy Kodesh Borchum Nasa Bafanov. Every person, his umness is for him, it's appropriate and it's pleasing in his eyes. Some people are engaged in some work, and for them it's pleasing. Other people will find it distasteful. Some people who are engaged in some certain types of physical manual labor, which is difficult, and sometimes it involves things that are difficult and have even unpleasant aromas. But a person that's accustomed to dealing with it, that's his trade, he finds that's pleasurable to him. Other people What's their umnos, their trade, their profession is for them, it's yofa. Each one, and that's how the world has a kiyum, that's how the world exists, because there are many different facets. The world's a multifaceted world. There are many different things that are required, trades, professions, and occupations, and talents that are required. Kadosh Baruch Hu made for each person what he's engaged in is pleasurable in his eyes. And that's why that way the world has a key. If you put something around his neck, the soft part of a palm tree, it's clean and nice. What will he do with it? He's accustomed to rolling around in the dirt and the garbage. He's not going to then appreciate or even want something clean. He does what he's accustomed to doing. He does what he normally does. He'll roll around in the garbage. A torch has a din like two. We'll see what is this nagea what? And the moon is like three. So now what we're going to discuss over here is in terms of mazikin, that they sometimes can harm a person, but if he's in the company of people, then they won't. So what is a torch? It's not a person, but the light, they also stay away from the light and the moonlight. So therefore, what is this considered? So you boil avukli day. Do we say a torch is including the person carrying the torch is considered like two people? Or is it considered like two people aside from him? So therefore, if he's carrying it, it'd be like three people. Tashma, we say the moon is like three. If you say it's considered like three, including the person, therefore Shapir, we understand it. Because now it makes a nafkamina, there's a difference from Mazikin. There's three people, he doesn't have to worry about the Mazikin. But if it's four, it's irrelevant, because once you have three, the Mazikin don't harm anymore. To one person, the Mazikin, they appear and they harm him. Lishnaim near mazik, they don't harm them, but it causes fear. But once you have three people, the mazikim stay away. So therefore, it's irrelevant if it would be four. So one must say that Yerech Kishleisha is coming to teach you something that's Nagel Halach, it's a nafkamina. It must be that it's including the person. Because if it would be excluding the person, there would be no point in telling us this. So vuka, therefore, similarly, is considered like two, including the person. Another member that he said, person, rather than he should have himself thrown into a fiery furnace, rather than disgrace, embarrass a person, barabim. Minolam mitomar, where do we learn this out? From Tomar. Shenemar, v'himutzeis v'gomim. She was being taken out to be killed, but she did not want to reveal the identity of the person of who was fathering her children. She didn't want to disgrace Yehuda. She would rather be thrown into the fire and be killed rather than revealing in public that Yehuda was the one that was with her. And if he would admit it on his own, fine, but otherwise she would not reveal that. So we see that it's Noach Lo Adam that rather than disgrace a person, she apelal asmul tefkishan ha'ish. Ton Rabbana, nivil afanim shem da'adas. What is the priority of the brachas? If they brought him oil and a hadas, and hadasim, a myrtle. Now, he makes a bracha on the hadasim. He has to make a bracha on the hadasim. And we would have to make a bracha on the oil. Which one goes first? Now, generally speaking, on oil, you don't make a bracha unless it has a special fragrance. And that's how Tysus learns it over here. He says, this shemen that we're talking about is, has a fragrance, and he's using that, and he wants to smell it. So therefore, you would have to make a bracha on the oil on the shemen. Rashi seems to learn that it's the oil that's used at the end of the meal to remove any kind of oil, any kind of grease, rather, that's on his hands, or dirt or grease that's on his hands. But Tosfos points out that we don't make a bracha on that kind of oil. So someone will learn in Rashi that he means specifically If it's oil, if it's balsam oil, if it's a shemen afarsamen, and there you would make the bracha. It's so special you make a bracha even if it's lahavir suma. But we'll see shortly in the Gemara, the way that Tzach learns is that Rashi doesn't mean only in that case. He means even in that case, but certainly we're talking as well if it's shemen that's for use for fragrance. So hevilu fun of shemen v'hadas beis shamay v'varach l'shem v'acham v'varach l'hadas. Beis Shammai says the first one is the oil that takes precedence, then the hadas. Beis Elohim v'varach l'hadas v'acham v'varach l'shemen. Beis Hill says no, first the hadas, then the shemen. I'm going to read and the I'll decide the matter. Shemen has a special quality. It is more special because it has a fragrance and also it's used to anoint the hands. So it has both qualities. Hadas zechina, but the hadas only has one special quality. It has a fragrance, but it's not used to rub his hands with. So therefore, the shemen is more chashuv. It takes priority. That bracha should go first. Amr of Yechon Halacha, Divrei Machria, and he said, that's the Halacha. Rav Papa, Ikel Bei Rav Huna, Brei De Rav, Ika, Aysa L'Kamay Hashem V'Hadas, they brought before him the Shemen Hadas, Shakal Rav Papa, Baruch HaHadas B'Reishav, Hada Baruch HaShem, and he made the Baruchah first on the Hadas, then on the Shemen. Amr Lei, Lei Sever Lei Mar Halacha, Divrei Machria, don't you hold Divrei Machria, and therefore you should hold like Rabbi Gamliel, and the Baruchah should go on the Shemen first. Amr Lei, Hachi Amar Rav, Halacha Kibbeis Hill, he said, that the halacha is that it said like Beis Hillel, that's not the way you do it. V'loy hi, but that's not true. That's not the halacha. The halacha in this case is like Beis Shammai. Now, a girsa we have in the Gemara, and Tosafot points out that this girsa is the girsa that he had and Rashi had, but that's not the girsa that was in the Rif. So this girsa is Lashamute Nafshe Huda Avad. He did it to avoid the embarrassment of the situation. But as we said, the riff is not goyrus this. Ton Rabbanan Hivul of Name Shemin Vyayin, they brought shemen oil and wine. And wine. Be Shame Yamim Oyhaz Shemin Biyaminai, the shemen goes in his right hand. The right hand usually takes it's more choshev. The shemen is in his right hand, Vasa Yayin Basmola, and the wine in the left hand. So he says that the oil takes precedent and it's in his right hand. That's the bracha you make first. They say, no, the wine has priority. The wine takes priority over the oil. The wine is something that you ingest internally. It's you take it in your body. You can you take the, it has a physical pleasure of it. That has the priority. Yain yisamach levav enosh, yain has a priority. Then afterwards, v'tacha b'roish ha-shamash. They rub the oil, the remainder of the oil, on the head of the shamash. Now you can wipe it on his head. It's not for the servant. It's not a disgrace for him to have the oil on his head, and that's what he would be accustomed to having. So that's you can rub it on his head. But if shamash tamid chacham hu, and then it's not appropriate for him to have oil on his head. Tacha b'kaisa. Then you rub it, wipe it on the wall. To have oil, and again, the oil we're talking about here is that has a fragrance. Tamid chacham to go out with a fragrance. And smelling fragrances that is not appropriate for a Talmud Chacham. So we're talking about what's appropriate or not for Talmud Chacham. We're going to continue with other things that are appropriate or not. Tan Rabbana, Shisha Dvarim Genaylu Talmud Chacham. Six things are a genay. It's an embarrassment, disgrace for Talmud Chacham. Al Yetze Kishum Mevusim L'Shuk. Like we just said, when he has a fragrance, he should not go out in public. Al Yetze Yechidu B'Layil. He should not go out alone at night. Val Yetzim and Al Metulim, and not go with shoes that have patches on them. Val Yisaprim Yishim Beshuk, and he shouldn't be talking to women in public. Val Yetzim B'Chabur Shalom Haaretz, and he should not be together with a group and socialize with a group of Amiratzim. Val Yikanes B'Achroin LeBeis HaMedrash, he should not be the last one to come to the Beis HaMedrash. V'Yeshem Af Lo Yafsei P'siya Gasa, he should not take big steps or running, he should not run in public. Val Yalach B'Kayim HaZakufa, and he should not walk upright, gaivadik. Okay, so now we are going to explain each one of these items. Al yetzik ishum mevusam l'shuk. He should not go mevusam l'shuk with the fragrance. Amar avava breidav chibarava amar v'yaychem amokim shachashun al mishkav zocher. That's a place where people are suspected of mishkav zocher, and that was their custom, that the men used to have perfume. And therefore, he should not have a fragrance not to arouse suspicion. That's only on his clothing. If it's the purposes for a deodorant, then it'd be mutter. But if it's not for the purpose of a deodorant, then it would be aser. Amra papa v'sara ki big daydami. When you say his hair, then that's not a deodorant, so that's considered like clothing, and that would be aser. V'amra like a gufa v'dami, but some say no. Sometimes he sweats, and therefore it would be permitted. He should not go alone at night. People might suspect him that he's going out in the snow, so he should not go out alone at night. But, however, that's only if he doesn't have a set time. He has a Seder. He's going for night Seder. He has a set time. Then it's permitted. But otherwise, it's also. But if he's going to learn, he has a set time, then people know that's why he's going. He should not go with patches on his shoes. It's a disgrace for a Talmud Chacham to go out in public with shoes and have patches on it. I frak the Gemara, ini varav chia barav and dafik. He did go out in public. Amar marzu to brei rav nach mitloy agav mitloy. When we say it's a genai, it's a disgrace. If it's not simply a patch, but it's one patch on top of another patch. Veloy armlo punza avav begilda les lanba. But that's when we said that it's not appropriate. That it's only on the point of the toe, but on the heel, it's not a problem. If it's on the toe, then it's more. It's more revealed, it's more begoli, and it's more, people can see it more. So therefore, it's more of a genai, but on the heel, less limbo. And even that, it's only in public when he's going on the road, but if he's in his house, less limbo. That's only mentioned in the summertime. Aval b'yomayzik sham les lamba. In the wintertime, the roads were muddy. It was wet and muddy, etc. So people's shoes generally weren't so clean. That's not an issue. But in the summertime, people's shoes were clean and there was more apparent of what he was wearing. Then that's when we have this issue. Val yisap erimisha b'shuk. He should not talk with a woman in public. Be talking with a woman. Even if it's his wife, because not everybody knows that it's his wife. They might suspect him, and therefore he should not be talking to women in public. Tanya nami achi. Similarly, we learned afilu yishtai, afilu hi bitai, vafilu yachaisai. Even if it's his close relative, he still should not be talking in public. Lefish enakol bekim bekroivai. So people don't know that it's his relative. They might suspect him, so he should not therefore talk to any woman in public. Val yaseh bechavur shalom eoretz. He should not socialize with a group of amaratzim. My time with them. Aslam shulcha basrayim. If those who are friends are, he socializes with them, he might learn from them and learn from their manners and their customs and from the things that they do. So he should be careful with who he socializes with. Well, he kanas achron lebeis hamedrash. He should not be the last one to come to the beis hamedrash. Mishum dekarli peishaya. People say it's peishaya. He's lazy. He's coming late to the beis hamedrash. One might ask, well, if he's coming to the last of the beis hamedrash, isn't he in fact lazy? Isn't he a lazy person? What they might call him and think he's a lazy person, meaning even if it's for a very good reason, and perhaps even for a dvar mitzvah, that he's coming late, he should still not come late, because people might not realize that the reason he's late is because he was oisik in this mitzvah, this sarchei tzibur, this tzedakah, was chesed. So he should make a point, whatever his schedule is, but don't come the last of the base matters. He should not take big steps and not run. That takes away 1/500th of his eyesight. How can he restore it? To restore Bikidush of the Beis Shemesh. When he makes Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, he makes Kiddush, that restores that eyesight. Well, Yahalach became a Zakufa, he should not walk upright. That's Gaivadik. The Omer Mar, Mahalach became a Zakufa, fill Arba Amas, he walks Arba Amas, even Arba Amas with the Kaim is a Kufa. If he walks that way, even Arba Amas become a Zakufa, like he's stepping on the raglim of the Shekhinah. I mean, the Shekhinah, Rabbi Shalom is everywhere. He's walking upright as if the Shekhinah is not here. It's like he's stepping on the raglim of Shekhinah. Rabbi Shalom is everywhere. So he has to be cognizant of that and walk with being aware and cognizant that the Rabbi Shalom is present, how can you walk with a Kaimizakufa?